What was the emphasis of practice today?
Across the board. I mean, it was probably even being tied after three, it was probably our poorest effort. It was the least we had run in all three games. We had no fast break points. We just didn't generate any. I'm sure their transition defense had something to do with it, but I mean, we just didn't run at all. And then watching the tape, and especially in watching the fourth quarter of all three games, the execution, basically we're getting six or seven turnovers, and our transition defense was poor. First three possessions of the quarter, we come down and we run a play, and Wally's open on a cut, and they pressure us, and we turn the ball over on a pass. Instead of getting a layup, we get a turnover. They come down on that turnover, and Coutinho Mobley just puts his head down and goes coast to coast and gets a layup, and we don't step in. And then we get on the next possession, and we travel. That's how we started the quarter. So there's been a lot of that. But yesterday was more, less fourth quarter and more just a disappointing effort. We had a lot of times we didn't get into the correct pick and roll defense. We didn't, obviously we didn't rotate correctly a couple times. And just if you look at the entire tape, it was probably our poorest performance. It was deceptive because we were ahead for a little while, and it was deceptive because we were still in the game, obviously stuck going into the fourth quarter. I mean, we should have been tied. We missed a layup the last play of the third quarter. But it was our poorest performance in terms of the 48 minutes doing as many things well as we could. So I think we need to understand that it's us. Sometimes you do something correctly and the other team does it better. That's always acceptable. But we didn't even give ourselves a chance yesterday because our execution was lacking. It was our poorest in the three games.
Anything that you can take from that first exhibition game against Sacramento?
God, you know what? I hadn't hardly thought about it. Plus, they're almost playing, as crazy as it is, they're playing even more different guys now than they did then with the injuries. So, I mean, yeah, we played them, so that helps a little bit. You got a little bit of familiarity, but I would say that would be it. I mean, I don't think either team was ready to play. It was after 7 days of practice. I know we're decidedly different now than we were then, so I don't think so. Just a little bit of, having just played them. Whereas Phoenix was, it was the end of the preseason, and it was a close time in between the games. I thought having played Phoenix helped us. We had just played them recently. They played basically the same guy. I mean, they had three guys out, but two of them were guys that didn't get a lot of runs. So, but no, I had very little, I think. A little bit of familiarity, but that's it.
Iverson got, I think, seven steals in the opener. Patterson, six in 20 minutes yesterday. Is that just poor ball protection? Is that just a guy who...
Both. It's a player who is aggressive, and in Allen's case is usually one or two in the league and steals every year. But it's just us being careless. I mean, we can't – you cut through everything else. I mean, all the things we're not doing well, we're certainly not defending well. But, again, those points off turnovers are killing us, and they're making – the defense isn't good, but nor is it quite as bad as it looks. I mean, when you start with 20, 25 points in turnovers and – 10 or 12 of them are breakaways, like we steal and you get a 2-on-1 layup, or you get a 1-on-0. Guy just gets that. So you throw 10 on top of everything. And the obvious thing with a turnover is you don't even get a shot. I mean, people, you're going to get 12, 13, 14 turnovers in a game. You can live with that. If you have an exceptional game, you have single-digit turnovers. But anything between 10 and 13 or 14, you basically say, oh, we got a chance. When you start getting above 14 turnovers, and much less 20, that's a major problem just in terms of what it does to your offense. But we compound it. I mean, it's possible to turn the ball over 20 times and give up, 12 or 14 points off the turnovers. That's, it ain't great, but that's not bad. You can live with that. We're doing it the double. We take 20 possessions and throw them in the garbage can, and we don't even get a shot. And then on top of that, we're giving them 25 points off the turnovers. So, I mean, there's like three different dimensions in there, and it's killing us. In addition to everything else, but that's really killing us because it's hurting us on both ends of the floor. And we just saw, last night we had 10 turnovers in the post, either getting stripped, which was a common one, or travels. That's just unacceptable. And we've had a higher percentage of the turnovers in the fourth quarter, I think in all three games. I know in two, I think in all three. I think we'd be getting like six or seven in the fourth quarter. So, I mean, it's, you know, doubly. I mean, turnovers are bad always, but when you, you know, you're getting out of school. We gave up 37 points in the fourth quarter yesterday, I think, so that was terrible.
Are you at all surprised at what Damian Wilkins been able to give you this season?
No, I think he's been consistent. I think he's been a good player throughout the preseason, and I think he's you know, I would say no. Again, my experience with Damian is you know, since October, I think he's been consistent since October 2nd.
Is he looked upon to score, to defend, to
he's just
all of the above?
To do all of the above, yeah. I mean, I think it starts with his